This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We've got it. Mr.
Coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, close to 4 weeks ago, the controlled corporate enemy media, the globalist media, came out and acted like it was the end of the world when President Trump decried the white supremacist as well as the Antifa thugs. And then 3 weeks later, he was totally vindicated when we saw all across the country them savagely beating and attacking innocent prayer vigils, free speech rallies, land rights events, Second Amendment events, you name it. That blew up squarely in Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Water, Michael Moore's, and other people's faces. Now, they're acting like the Dreamer Act, put in place by Obama, used to flood the United States with people, on average, 30 years of age, calling illegal aliens dreamers when they couldn't document when they actually got here. It's been used for massive fraud. That's what the facts show. The truth is, Trump is planning to try to get reform in that makes it easier for people that have come here legally to get working permits and to be in the United States. And I've got three people working in my office right now who are from Mexico and who work here legally and lawfully, and they do a great job, and they're on their way to be citizens down the road. So this isn't about not letting people be in the country who aren't from here. It's about having basic laws that at least match up with the average laws in the world. Because globalism is trying to end our sovereignty, and the big corporations want cheap labor, and the Democrats want a political pool they can put chips on the shoulders and create massive division. So this is a giant exercise in the media, picking some of the people that are here and would qualify for the Dreamer Act, who do speak three or four or five languages, who really are doing a great job, who really are EMTs, who really are good people. No one's denying that. Immigrants are some of the best workers and smartest folks we've got, because America's been so free and so wealthy, a lot of Americans, I don't care if they're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian, have gotten lazy. And the statistics show that. So I hire immigrants because they work hard on average. I guess the cliche is true. But within that cliche, there's a large group of criminals that are above the law because we become lawless in this country. And that minority of criminals is creating a disproportionate amount of crime. And no one can debate that. And so all the whining and all the screaming and all the gnashing of teeth is nothing but hype. I can't go to Brazil. I can't go to Mexico. I can't go to Russia. I can't go to China. I can't go to Nigeria. I can't go to Japan. And say I've lived there for 20 years, and suddenly they just make you a citizen when you came there illegally, or make you legal. Now, here is the Attorney General talking about this today, and then we'll be back with the big news on North Korea.
Good morning. I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded. The DACA program was implemented in 2012 and essentially provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable two-year term, worker authorization, and other benefits, including participation in the Social Security program to 800,000 mostly adult illegal aliens. The policy was implemented unilaterally to great controversy and legal concern after Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens.
And that's all this is Trump reasserting our sovereignty. And the media is trying to turn reality upside down and act like this is evil.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
It is already the fifth day of September 2017. Coming up, Vladimir Putin.
Destruction.
The South Korean president as well, the Japanese president, and our own Pentagon all agree the world has never been closer to thermonuclear war as it is right now. We're going to go over the latest developments with the crisis of crises. Nuclear-armed North Korea with hydrogen bombs threatening all-out nuclear war against their neighbors. How long will the world sit here while this threat continues to expand, and can North Korea be reasoned with back from the edge of the abyss that megalomania and globalist appeasement has led us all to? First off, I want to get into the secrets of the DREAM Act and DACA's rescission by the president today. The president is following the law. Obama had lots of executive orders where he would advertise that illegals by the millions could pour in, and then the media would simply call them children. Some of them 45-year-old, multiple-time serial killers who'd been deported in some cases more than 40 times. But they just kept saying, oh, but I went to school in Los Angeles, or I went to school in Austin, Texas, and look, I'm in the yearbook. That shows how long this has been going on. And here's the issue. Mexico or China doesn't let you go there and do anything like the Dream Act or anything like Anchor Babies or any of it. It's not fair. That's the secret of the Dream Act. And it's being used as a political tool by the Democrats and the Republicans that want cheap labor and voting blocks. And it is penalizing people that come here legally and lawfully, that go to school here in college, that then get their work visas and contribute to the economy. And I'm all for work visas in things that are needed, in areas in the economy where workers are needed and hardworking folks are and smart people are needed. But when it talks about something like engineering or manufacturing, the unions are out today decrying Trump as racist, saying DACA will keep wages up. No, it's the opposite. It'll drive wages down to keep that in place. That's what all the economists know. So it's a lot of deception. And since we've had NAFTA and GATT, and since we've had more open borders, we've seen our wages go where? Straight down. There's all these graphs that they put out showing by the mid-1970s that American prosperity began to wane. And they say, oh, it's because we're capitalists. No, it's because of offshoring, and it's because of bringing in large third world populations and allowing corporations to use the labor to undercut the middle class of every race, color, and creed. This is a fact that in Latin America, the power structure keeps people poor by design. It is a fact in Eastern Europe. That's what's been done for thousands of years. It's a fact that's done in most areas of Asia. The rich families get together and they openly do not want innovation. They want stagnant, class-driven systems. Now, that started to get eroded in India, starting to get eroded in areas of Africa, starting to get eroded in Latin America, and I'm all for it. Because if you ever gave free market to many areas of Asia or Latin America, they would take off and within a few decades be gorgeous, amazing, clean, safe, beautiful places. But they've never been allowed to have it. And that is the real problem. Turning us, though, into these collapsed nations and these collapsed cultures is not going to fix anything. And the globalists, in their own white papers, admit that they want a large quagmire, a giant underclass, and that they want to get rid of English being the world language to sabotage the world communicating with each other. Tower of Babelism is what I'd call it. A new language, a new world system called Babelism. Here it is out of Campus Reform, major global society for social studies, the main group on the globe, meeting in Boston as we speak. They just stopped meeting this weekend. Academic conference aims to decenter English in higher ed. And you've got all the admissions of bringing down Europe. And I played a clip on the Sunday show of the vice president of the EU saying we must end the whiteness of Europe, you know, any country being a central culture is bad. Well, bad for globalism that's overriding all the cultures, getting rid of them so AI can come sweeping in. So global, total, standardized control can be in place. I had an all-night dream last night that whether it was my mind focusing on all the research and projecting in a visual extravaganza, what was coming, or whether I've just watched too much science fiction, or whether I've read too many statements by top tech gurus or Vladimir Putin. But man, I had a dream last night about AI takeover that was unbelievable and so graphic and so step by step, like I was being given a briefing in chapters of what was going to come. And I woke up about 3 a.m. with a sickening, sad, overwhelmed feeling. Not a feeling of fear, but I understood why the globalists have just acquiesced to this spirit, because they're so horrified by it, they just hope they don't get destroyed by it. Because regardless of what my dream was, a vision or prime projection analysis, or a little bit of both, what humans envision most of the time ends up becoming a reality, and what I was envisioning in that in-depth, vivid dream is what most of the elites believe is going to be basically manifest very, very soon. But I know this, if you turn it into a science fiction movie, man, unbelievable. So maybe today, maybe tomorrow, I don't want to just get into something this big and just kind of have it as a side issue, but I may get into that in the days and weeks to come, because I did have a dream of jets flying in the World Trade Centers and things like that. And I did warn people they were going to blow it up 2 months before it happened, and said they'd blame it on their asset Bin Laden. People asked how I knew that. The media has confirmed that I did indeed say that, exactly those words, and I had recurring dreams of it happening. So, just a little tidbit. There's a lot of things going on in this world that aren't in all the establishment's books, and they know that. But let me now just get into the main issue, obviously, the thing on our plate right now. Thermonuclear war, the hydrogen bomb tested over the weekend in North Korea, 10 times more powerful, showing up way over a 6 magnitude on the Richter scale for a earthquake, and confirming that indeed a massive hydrogen bomb was tested. And now they've shown videos and photos of hydrogen bomb casings that they can load on top of ICBMs. And they're threatening to nuke Tokyo. They're threatening to nuke Seoul, South Korea. They're threatening to attack us preemptively. North Korea threats prompt Japan evacuation preparedness. That's out of Japan. Putin says that the nation that leads in AI will be the ruler of the world. I'm going to get more into that today. Putin's also come out and said military hysteria over North Korea may lead to planetary catastrophe, heavy loss of life. Yes, we're coming up against the big crisis right now. And notice the Democrats in Time Magazine and Newsweek, all back in January and back in February after Trump had been elected, we need to dig these back up, said, oh, don't worry, Trump's going to be challenged by something internationally when he's first in office that we'll see what his medal's made of, and to see if he can take it, and to see if he'll go ahead and join the globalist. And then immediately, we know they have globalist back channels in North Korea. He began to break every agreement and go completely crazy in everyone's face, knowing that he's got big supporters in the Republican and Democratic Party, as well as in the Communist Chinese Party of China. And indeed, the Daily Caller has a big article up. Anti-Trump resistance groups, some of the largest in the nation, spreading North Korean propaganda, and even CNN and the New York Times and The Hill are bad-mouthing Trump and our military and acting like that they are the bad guys. This is just lunacy, but this is the whole Machiavellian, everybody stabbing each other in the back paradigm that the globalists have basically created. While they're busy trying to dominate Christians and mount our head politically on the wall and make sure they can sexualize our children, the folks at CNN and Salon and all the rest of the enemy media are busy digging their own cultural, historical, economic, civilizational graves. It's the stuff that collapse is made of. Look at RT. Putin, military hysteria over North Korea may lead to planetary catastrophe, heavy loss of life. But notice, that's RT. Notice how The Hill spun it. Putin urges Trump to avoid hysteria on North Korea, which is not what he did. They changed the headline. Originally, it was what Putin actually said. You can see it in the URL. Putin warns North Korea could lead to global catastrophe. So the URL stayed the same. They have to kill the story if they did change the URL. But then they changed the headline, Putin urges Trump to avoid hysteria on North Korea. See, everything is about undermining our president, because the globalists are tasked with decentralizing national power from the people and transferring it to a new centralization, a technocracy controlled by supercomputers that the globalists program for the outcomes they want. And that ties into Obama and this letter that he leaked, that he supposedly privately gave to Trump. Isn't that nice of him, leaking the letter that was supposedly private, saying your job is to sustain the international order of world government. Wow. We've come a long way because all this garbage is now out in the open. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just made up in my subconscious mind of the sum parts of real events that have already taking place or are taking place, but the projection into the future along different computational lines. And, of course, the subconscious mind is hundreds, if not thousands of times more powerful than the conscious mind. And that's why we get feelings, you know, in our gut, the brain, through the spinal cord. We'll get our attention where it knows it gets our attention, in our stomach, in our sixth sense. And I just realized something I've already realized, but it hit me so strong. I've got a lot more peace now than I've had in my frustration and my anger and my gibbering all these factoids out, trying to convince people of what's going on, that this really is in God's hands, and it's a spiritual choice we have to make. And that the rulers of this earth are scared of the spirit of this world, and they have just completely signed themselves over through fear, most of them not even through lust for power. That's mid-level and low-level folks. The very top of this, you don't have incompetent people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and folks like that, little grasping nobodies. You've got really, really smart people that are scared and also fascinated with the universe and who think they've made their bets with the winning party. And they're all fighting for control of the planet to then dutifully execute this blueprint that no matter if you're in France or Russia or China or the United States or Egypt, gets expressed beyond any explainable way in the modern limited spectrum of kosher thought. And more the establishment is just completely dialed out and just thinks we're a complete joke. And kind of has MSNBC and CNN and the academia and the media as a rear guard action to just entertain people and confuse people and make people as cowardly and dysfunctional as possible so they never know what even hits them. See, a spider will bite you. If you're a bug, it's going to eat. And just put a little bit of venom into you to immobilize you. And then it'll tie you up and pump some more venom in just to liquefy enough of you that you're barely still alive and your heart's still barely beating. And the spider comes over and puts its front leg up on you and checks the heart rate. Okay, it's almost, and then kind of waits and just knows and comes over and touches it again to see, okay, you're pretty much liquefied, bites you again to kill you, to fully liquefy everything, and then sucks the juices out. And that's what all this attack on the family and attack on farming and attack on men being men and women being women, all of this is simply us tied up in a spider's web with this entity, this system, getting us ready for the big stroke. It's kind of like a matador gets the bull angry and throws the darts into his back and gets him really into a big lather and prepares him for the crowd and then tells the crowd, now I'll deal the death blow, and has the red cape, the distraction, and then runs the sword straight into the heart, using the strength of the bull itself to force that sword through a foot or more of meat and bone. Not an easy feat. And if you can do it on the first stab without having to be handed another sword, why, you're one of the greats, aren't you? And that's all they're doing is just getting us all lathered up and a bunch of darts in our back, and we're kicking and snorting and snarling and running. And they're just sitting back with that sword, going to run that sucker right down through our ribs, right into our heart. Not if people are conscious of the operation. And I am conscious of it. That's why the globalists fear us. That's why they've been trying to inoculate you psychologically not to listen, because they know that I'm going to have these breakthroughs to the next level. And I've had the breakthroughs. I've been having them, but now I've got the full picture. I've got the full battle plan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Got the big picture. Well, I guarantee you that when I go over this information today, tomorrow, whenever it is, that you're going to say, tell us something we didn't know. We know this is the absolute truth. This is what we all know in our hearts, what we all know in our guts, and what is already manifesting in front of us. So when I say that I am at peace, I understand that there's no going around this. There's no stopping this. This is going to be the final test of humanity. The epiphany is the race garbage and the infighting and the selfishness and caring about Hollywood and caring about big, nice things and caring about just the accumulation of material. I've never been obsessed with it. It's never been my God. It's never been at the top of my hierarchy of needs. But now I absolutely loathe it. Because it's used to control people. Again, I'm stating completely just known facts here. And that's why the globalists try to keep people poor so that they always are obsessed only on the lower level material and never go up the true steps of development to see the heights of the universe that lay out before us. They never come out of Plato's cave. And the globalist great crime is they are attempting to have total world dominion, play God, have absolute AI control over all human, animal, plant, bacterial activity, rewrite the planet in a type of Genesis weapon event. And then you're like, yeah, Alex, you're not enlightening anybody about anything we didn't already know. It's in all the popular culture. They're telling us what they're planning to do. But let me tell you, it doesn't look in the different scenarios that have been written down scientifically by top theoreticians and futurists. It doesn't look like some painless Genesis event like they'd have in Star Trek Wrath of Khan, where you shoot a dead planet with a system and suddenly it creates life. This is something that chews up life that was already there and then spits it out on the other side, something completely different, and it uses all the ingenuity and science and technology and raw minerals and raw rare earth systems that we've brought to the surface to just plug in a nanotech, think 3D printer on a colossal scale that instantaneously sucks in matter, reorganizes it in the way it's been programmed, and builds an entire new system as it overwrites the original in an act of total, willful, complete domination over the planet, over God's creation, and over our free will. A giant satanic ritual. And that's what this planet now is a giant satanic experiment. We are deep, deep in the hold of it now. You can see the screen sickness, as I call it, people that watch television and play on their iPhones and don't talk to each other anymore. You can see the cultural breakdowns, the mental illness, the narcissism, all of it just rampantly exploding. And they all have that weird little piggy smile on their face and the eyes that are lit up like a jack-o'-lantern. We've all got friends and family and neighbors that have succumbed to it. You look at Kim Jong-un when he's walking around trying to look self-confident and satisfied, that horrific demon creature with that jack-o'-lantern smile and all the sycophants scared to death worshiping him and every sycophant beneath them worshiping them and those beneath them worshiping those above them in a giant hierarchical delusional virtual reality exercise. That's what delusion is just activating some program in your brain that you're God, and that you're invincible, and that you're all-powerful, because you buy into the world, you buy into its fraud. It's a spirit. You don't need to go plug your brain in like PKD thought they would with a wire to be in ecstasy all the time, so you don't want to leave the matrix. The truth is, as this world forces people into mental illness, it's a spiritual matrix where they're already gone, living in the third dimension, but no longer conscious, turning their psyches over to something completely different. It's amazing. So let me go ahead and just go over some headlines. That's probably the best thing to do. Here is President Vladimir Putin. Coming out and saying whoever develops true AI first will be the, quote, ruler of the world. Whoever creates real AI, programmed and controlled by the people and the spirit of this world, will be creating the technological black hole that will absorb this planet in very rapid succession. Might as well just create a strangelet or a black hole artificially at CERN and be done with it. Oh, sorry, they're trying to do that there. Then they put Shiva, the god of destruction and rebirth, there to worship her while they admit they are engaging in particle acceleration experiments designed to create black holes, strangelets, and to break into other dimensions, which many physicists believe with the equations could cause catastrophic chain reaction explosions. If you think mining some mountains, mining some limestone and purifying it, and then smashing it together with 1900 equations can destroy the planet, what do you think they're doing right now? And they're telling you what they're doing. And if the Hollywood folks think running to New Zealand is going to protect them, they've got another thing coming. It's the search for godhood. And they are just running headlong like mad scientists of old . You take North Korea. They didn't have missiles that would go 50 miles in 1990. By 1996, they had missiles that could go 2,000 kilometers, and they had A-bomb material from the reactors given to them by the Clintons. And Jimmy Carter and all the usual suspects. Show China how much we love them. Give them the Panama Canal. Show them how much we love them. Give them nukes. Show them how much we love them. No, they just wanted factories and jobs and industry through the Communist Party that globalists could own part of and live in China part of the year like absolute kings. Word of a George Soros or somebody else over there in China doesn't like how somebody in the street talked to them. They tell a party official, and just like that, they're arrested and killed. Those are the type of people that are shaping our world. Completely cold-blooded. While they tell you about Black Lives Matter, and while they tell you about DACA and the Dreamers and how much Apple and Google and Facebook love you, when all of those companies are developing goods in the most horrific slave markets and slave pits in China. Oh, but they give money to Black Lives Matter to make that the only issue on the planet because it's a sick joke and creates division. They only undermine a country that had a foundation of basic freedom where the renaissance of ideas and technology could be for you and your family. The globalists only attack that, and they only attack systems that would allow us to communicate with each other, admitting they want to create a Tower of Babel where humans can't communicate and work together so that we will fall to the new machine language. They envisioned this 160 years ago in England, when they launched the program of modern eugenics and biometrics. Now, you don't think they just thought this up theoretically, do you? No. Go read where Galton and Wedgwood and Huxley and Darwin and others, go read where they say they got all this information, everything you're seeing, the computers, the double helix, the biometrics, the barcodes, and the Nazi death camps, all of it, all of it. All of it in visions. And they inbred five British families, this is all public, to produce a super psychic that could receive from beyond the void the information. I don't care if they make fun of us about this, because this isn't what I believe, this is what they believe. And so they theoretically envision in the 1850s and 60s, it's in my film Endgame, mainstream news, Eugenics Quarterly, all of it. The entire plan. That's why in the late 1890s, they had science fiction writers writing about atomic and hydrogen bombs, even though the equations hadn't officially been put out until a few years later. Why is that? Why did they do that? This is hardcore, folks. This is what the false Illuminati really are. And I've got so much news to cover, but Putin says the nation that leads in AI will be the ruler of the world. No. The nation that leads in AI will appear to take over the world, but it'll really be AI and the driverless cars and the systems and the smart dust and the tracking and the Internet of Things giving the AI its complete interface with humans and animals and plants to have close to synthetic, limited, omnipresent vision, which they admit is to predict the future, then control stimuli to control the future. And then the individuals will worship the beast, whose image will be everywhere, and whose likeness will be everywhere, and who will be walking amongst us, seen everywhere. A computer consciousness walking around in robots, in your appliances, in your little smartphone, in your TV shows, always there. Medical breakthroughs, scientific breakthroughs, homes built in minutes by nanotech, anything you could ever imagine, everyone being given their world ID card and free stuff on their card, free money, no more having to work, enjoying yourself, doing whatever you want, all the time getting sucked deeper and deeper out of the land, out of the real world, into the artificial construct until when they drop the hammer and this thing goes to its next phase, once its webs and tentacles are grown into anything and everything. All the crops are GMO. All the vaccines are nanotech. Once all of that is in place, they will then drop the hammer into the next level of what they believe is directed evolution. And they've already made the decision that we're obsolete, that they're going to merge with machines and become God and help rid the earth of the horrible scourge that is Homo sapiens sapien. When really it's just an excuse, total genocide, mass exterminism, an absolute orgy of satanic power. But just as the Bible warned us of all this, you have to ask yourself, are they using it as a blueprint of control? A pre-planted program, predictive programming, a missionary protectorate? No, people saying that are deluding themselves. This is the universe, God's way of giving us a free will chance to recognize the mark of the beast, the world government. Already, hundreds of conservative, libertarian, Christian groups in Europe, the United States, and Canada, and Australia cannot buy or sell, cannot have PayPal accounts, cannot have Amazon accounts, and soon those will be the only accounts there are. The environmental police are going into all the rural areas, the Amish communities, all the groups that have broken off from this system and policing them and attacking them and encircling them and outlawing them. It is a total takeover, and many people serving it know the plan and they want to be servants of it and believe that they are going to be in the upper echelons of this program and somehow that they'll break away from us. After disgracing humanity, disgracing our species, selling out to pure evil, that you are going to cross the river, Jordan, into the promised land. Metaphysically, if you were a good person, like Moses, you wouldn't pass across because you were part of the old and still so evil because you knew everything. The world had to be innocent again. The children had to be crossed. Whole generations that didn't remember all the corruption, the manipulation, the evil, the worshiping the golden calf. You will be the last people that would ever, even if Satan wasn't running this program, make it across. but you enjoy the power. You enjoy playing like you're in the priest class and you entered into the temple and now you can see all the secrets, even as you work around the clock to block it from the public and to make sure they don't have any real free will to decide what they want to do. You want to slip them into a hot bath and slip their wrist so they don't even feel that you slipped their wrist. Well, you put a nice little TV show on for them, a little baby mobile for them, so they can watch the pretty colors projected while their blood drains down into the sewer. Let's skip this break. Here is Vladimir Putin, says the nation that leads in AI will be the ruler of the world. No, the nation that leads in AI will open the gates of hell, as you've already seen, because the technology that's been developed is twisted and is fallen. And by every measurement, by every gauge, by every metric, by every system, it is destroying our health, our minds, our creativity, our beauty, our strength, our honor, our will. And so here is humanity at the threshold, at the great crossroads of our ancient and great past on this planet, set out again to see if we can pass. To see if we can pass the test when we've been warned and given the blueprints. Something tells me in other tests, God didn't give people a warning or a blueprint. Something tells me deep down, this has been done a couple times before. And we're way out here in the middle of nowhere because we're dangerous. See, who knows if we pass this test, if there'll be another test. And still another. We're creatures that can envision and then build all the splendor, all the magic, all the science, all the incredible inventions you've seen. So why does the television tell you you're crap all day? Why does it shovel ugliness at you? Well, it's declassified. The CIA, run by the Ford Foundation, starting in the 1950s, wants to shovel ugliness at you, ugly architecture, ugly culture, wants to break up everything so you are scared and alone. And again, it's in all the WikiLeaks documents. It's in the Facebook. How they want to keep you alone and stupid. It's in all their own admissions that they've got you targeted and surrounded with fake bots who you think are your friends and a few of your real friends that troll through. And as prisoners, you have no idea you're going over the edge of a cliff together. Now, I should have paused at the beginning. I'm not good at that. Ted Nugent's coming on. I noticed he was in a Blabbermouth article. In fact, I meant to give it to you guys. Can you grab it all Blabbermouth for some audio of it? Where he said he talked to some of his tech folks in the government, and they said, hey, Nugent, did you know you're really, 15 times bigger than what they say on Facebook? Well, I didn't need to hear that from his tech people. I've seen him when he's got 25 million followers on Facebook, and then a month later there's 2 million. They do that because you have to pay Facebook. But because it's racketeering, because it's criminal, they don't really advertise it. But you have to go buy advertising on Facebook. Then they allow you, if you say you've got 2 million people or 5 or 20 or 30, to reach a few more percentage of folks that came and joined because they like you. But you're only renting this space from Facebook that isn't even real. And so Nugent's talking about it. I heard talk radio making fun of him, Luke Carl, kind of making fun of him on XM. And so when I got home, I just search engine Facebook censoring conservatives and found that's probably 40 articles in my hand. So I thought I'd get the Motor City Madman on just to talk about censorship and to back up what he's saying and what he was told. But the way Facebook works is, hey, you ought to really be nice to Facebook. They'd be nice to you. And suddenly videos I was putting out were going from a couple hundred thousand on average to 5-10 million a piece every time. They took the controls off. And then I came out and trashed Facebook when they violated some other people's rights. Instantly it was taken away. Instantly. That's how this works, carrot stick. That's fine. I'm there probing Facebook. I'm there showing their operations. That's what we do. It's up to our audience to get this information out, ladies and gentlemen. You can't be stopped. But here is Putin. I'm going to have to interpret this. It's got subtitles, but here it is. Artificial intelligence is the future, but only not only for Russia, but all of mankind. If it comes with colossal opportunities, but also threats that are difficult to predict. Whoever becomes the leader in this sphere will become the ruler of the world. And it would not be very desirable that this monopoly be concentrated in someone's specific hands. That's why we become leaders in this area. We will share this know-how to the entire world, the same way we share our nuclear technologies today. But in order not to stand at the end of the line, you need to work on it today. Powerful. And I'm not saying Putin's wrong that we shouldn't study AI and that whoever comes up will be the leader. It's that the way all the other technologies have proliferated, been twisted, and been used for evil, and with how the globalists, at least in the West, are pushing it, is exterminist, post-industrial world, post-human world, why the future doesn't need us. I mean, these are all mainline white papers that I'm giving you the names of. Anybody can research what I'm saying. And when I talked about this 20 years ago, it was weird and kooky. Now it's all over the news. People are like, well, humans are bad. Thank God the evolution's about to happen. We're all about to be killed. We're bad for the earth. I'm like, okay, primers, when Mexico doesn't let people come there and be illegal like that. Oh, then you're all hurt selectively because it's all about virtue signaling, not actually caring about humanity in the main. It's all about lies. It's all about dividing humanity. So, the way this is being deployed, even if there's accidents with it, it's going to get out of hand. And Congress is voting to legalize driverless cars everywhere. They're going to then pass laws and regulations. They're already saying it. I knew they'd do it years ago. And I said, watch, they'll claim humans are too dangerous and start taxing us and putting giant insurance costs on top of it. And then we'll be made obsolete by the cost, by the cars. You say, well, that's just the future. No, it isn't, because they're designing a future where we'll be removed from decision-making and be removed from importance so we can be exited out of the door. The decision has been made. We're going to go to break and come back. Ted Nugent's scheduled to call that hotline. There. I should have told the crew. I don't think I even told you guys. I told you. I booked him because I saw it and I called his cell phone. So he's coming on to talk about it. But I mean, we're already in an AI. We're already in an artificial system that censors things and controls things behind their computer wall. We're already being abused. Amazon already knows before you order a product what you're going to order days before and already has it packaged. Remember that? It already knows your subconscious. It's tracking it. It sees the patterns. You don't consciously see it. It's tracking the patterns. That's why you need to support independent economies outside of the globalist arc, like InfoWarsStore.com, where Supermel Vitality is about to sell out. So we're going to have to cut the 57% off. We've never gone that low, but I want people to try it. Supermel Vitality. We also have 50% off on Emrys Essentials. We also have 50% off right now on Caveman in Chocolate and in Strawberry. Please support the broadcast. Find out why these products are so great. X2 is also 57% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Second hour coming up.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
After being sold out for months.